Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. I am here with a smile on my face. How is everybody? Aloha.
And hello to Neil, and hello to Richard.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. And aloha. Psychic Dale Spear is here, everybody. I'm so excited. Like every Friday. Yeah.
Speaking of which, aloha, yesterday, on the day before, they had hail in Hawaii, in Honolulu, the size of a quarter and flash flooding. So I don't know if you guys in L.A. are going to get the next storm coming to you or we're going to get it. It's kind of like a toss of a coin.
We just had a storm 2 days, a high wind advisory alert sent to everybody's phone. We've had tornadoes in Montebello, California, just the other day. Oh, Dale, it is crazy. And it was flooding again. And now, perfect, and for the weekend. And the
wait.
Well, it's over.
Wait for it, Barbie. I'm going to tell you right now, there's another storm coming Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. But I think we're getting to pretty close to the end of storms, hopefully. Even my husband said, is the world ending? I mean, Honolulu, Hawaii, it's down in the 50s and 60s, and they have hail? Come on. I mean, that's crazy.
No. And I can't even wear a sweater, though, because the temperatures have gone up, but we're having the rain, so I'm in the middle. Should I keep all the sweaters in? Should I now bring the summer clothes in? Oh, Dale,
no.
Our problem.
No,
I love
definitely
storms, though.
Don't bring the summer clothes in. Do not. It's weird weather. So let me just say this much. I did finally, I never think, Barbara, to look at my messages ever for some reason. And I had a slew of them. And thank you for your birthday message. I really appreciate it because I was going, she doesn't care.
Oh, Dale, I thought you always would check your messages, especially on
your
birthday.
No, why? I'm too busy
checking
Facebook and stuff. And then I have too many other things going on in my my birthday.
I don't do that, really. I don't go around on Facebook and do all of that because it never worked. I just called you because I said, you're my friend. I love you. And I, you've just heard my message.
But I need to tell you something. I need to tell you a whole bunch of things. So let me talk for a moment.
Okay.
You and I were talking. You said your friend came over for a few days. And you went out with him left and right, and gay guy and wonderful and all that. But you know what? I need to tell you this. This is important because it happens to me. You will pick up his energy, no matter what, and that will cause you to be exhausted. Or if he's running at a very fast pace, you're going to pick that up, and you're going to drop. Okay.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, I did, but then every time he does come over, he's so inspiring because he gets so much done and he fixes everything around here and the coffee maker works and it's just everything is done, boom, 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 and he's been my best friend and aged 30 years. I'm telling you, after I rest for a couple of days, I'm inspired. I almost have this whole house done. I mean, he has lifted me up. I get fresh ideas. I'm telling you, Dale. Maybe I do get drained, but with every house guest, I always get drained, though. I just do.
Well,
I give it my
I'm the same way. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm the same way. Now, I want to thank Jonathan, Johnny, we have been on the phone for a whole week, and I will explain the meditation tapes, okay? I went to Shirley McLean's workshop many years ago, and that was out in San Francisco. And she did, you know, similar to the tapes that I did, and for the whole seminar. And I loved it so much, I found out the name of the music, which was Kitaro, and I wrote them and bought the music for my tapes. And then I wrote these pieces. If you listen after, it's a meditation tape that will count you down and relax you. Then it goes into, if you do this, this, and this, and this, it will release your hurt. It, you know, you'll break your addictions, all kinds of things. So that's what I put online. And Johnny has been fabulous in making this all together. And all those photographs that you saw, you kept saying how beautiful they were. Those are all my photographs, except one on the releasing hurt, which is Richard's, the red sunset. Mm. You know,
and
but,
they were all yours.
What?
The one, wow. They're so beautiful. They make you feel so relaxed just even before you listen to the wonderful meditation, which I did listen to one today, and I have some questions for you. Oh, my God.
Sure.
I seem
sure.
so great, right? Because I did meditation right before the show. It really works, even though you think, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to, you know, clear my mind, and I've got so much to do. Really just try to do it, everybody, because especially yours, Dale, that you're telling us about now. Oh, my gosh. I usually don't like them at all. I feel so much better. And I personally did let go of something that probably mm-hmm. I had been holding on to for many years. So thank you. And go ahead and tell us about it a little more.
Well, I also did chakra alignment. I don't know if you got to hear that. We have four tapes up there. We have stress, soothing, sleep, stress. Even I listen to that to go to sleep. Then we have, that's a surfer guy. And then we have releasing hurt, and that is to a person. It's somebody who has hurt you in the past, so you can release the hurt. And the third one is breaking all addictions, is as many addictions as you have. It's how to break them. And what's the fourth one, Johnny? I'm losing it.
I think
chakra alignment.
Yeah,
chakra alignment. So Johnny and I have been working endlessly on this.
Yeah.
And
yes,
without him, he did a great job. Every one of my friends have said they're going to pass it on. They've been hitting the button to, you know, what's that button you hit, the red button on the YouTube?
Share.
Share. No, the other one.
Subscribe.
The other one. Subscribe.
Subscribe,
yeah.
Thank
they've
you.
Been hitting that and the share. And they've been loving it, and apparently there's something wrong with it's not registering the hits, you know, at all. When people
probably just in the settings.
Well, you need
we'll
to help
check
Johnny
the settings
with that.
Out, Johnny. Well, we will get it so it shows, because you can show the hits or you don't show the hits. It can be private, so it's in
okay.
the settings.
Okay.
I don't know
why
somebody
would
want to show the hits. I mean, isn't that kind of the whole point of, you
know, no, Johnny, material on. She wants it on hers, and that is fine. It's not always good. Some people don't want to show hits because if you get zero or one or two, it's embarrassing. That's why. Just
well, we got
truth.
More.
That
I know, but we got more than that.
Yeah, but
when
I
we
think,
first
well,
started.
I think what you're saying is, I think, are you saying – what I'm trying to say, that Barbara, is that it shows a number. Are you saying that some people, it doesn't even show a number at all?
Yeah, she's right. It shows zero.
No.
I looked at some.
Yeah. But
some
see,
people
we
just
do
don't
show a number.
Bothered.
That's the thing. We do show a number. It's just not getting any bigger.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, that's just because it's been only 2 days and somebody shared it one time. It's called, you know, sharing. We got to send out the link. And nobody has except for one time to our private group, which only has like 300 people in it. Johnny, we need to do it publicly. So now that I know about it, you guys, I would be happy to share it. And I used it, and I feel great. And that's not your voice, because I said, Johnny, that doesn't sound like it is.
It is. It is.
Oh, my gosh.
It is when I was younger, a little younger. Yes, it is. That is my voice.
You sound beautiful.
Thank you.
Your accent was a little different.
The what?
Mm-hmm. Just the younger. It's a little accent. It's just, you know, over time, accents change
It's not an accent. The person who put that to DVD didn't quite make my voice correctly. So it's a little off. That's about it.
Right. Okay, but that is you. And you wrote all of these?
Yes. I wrote every single piece. Everyone is different, from breaking addictions to chakra alignment to everything. They're all different. And I wrote each and every one. And the music is of Kitaro.
The music
is
great, everybody, because a lot of these things, it's annoying. Your music, your musicians, Kitaro, perfect choice. I've only listened to one, though.
Well, he's a number one guy on spiritual, on the metaphysical realm. He's look him up on YouTube, Kitaro.
Oh, I've heard of him. I know of him. I'm just telling the people.
Kitaro. He's beyond fabulous.
Yes,
so,
but a lot of people don't choose the right fabulous stuff sometimes. I'm just saying your photography is such great art. Right there, each thumbnail is gorgeous. I did it right before the show. I'm telling you, releasing the hurt. I followed some steps in there. Is this something that you've been doing, Dale, consistently? You wrote these meditation and helpful, wonderful meditation hours. So, are you continually doing this in your life all the time?
Not yet, but I will be. The reason being is Johnny just got them up for me so I can actually do it and listen to it. Before, I mean, these are all on cassette tapes, okay? Cassettes had to be turned into CDs. Then from CD, I bought a little machine for Johnny to upload it to YouTube. So that's how this all happened. And then I've taken thousands of pictures in Hawaii. So I always wonder, why am I taking all these pictures? So I picked the ones I wanted for my tapes.
That's why. And it's just all art and just becoming better and being balanced in life. Don't feel like 95% stress.
I do use the stress tape quite a bit. And chakra alignment is one of my favorites. If you bothered to listen to that, that's a picture of Tahoe. That's a picture I took out my back deck. That snowy picture. Of the trees and the lake and the whole bit, that is chakra alignment. That's really what I want you to listen to, because that'll blow your mind. It balances you. What chakras do is
put that on the channel just to maybe on Sunday, put up a show on Sunday and play it for people, Johnny, because it's so helpful and they could start their Monday off perfectly if they meditate on Sunday. So it's a great idea, I think.
Yeah. Well, chakra alignment is, you know what chakras are, right, Barbara?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We've had somebody align me on air once, and I miss doing stuff like that. Oh, my gosh. Could you do that?
Well,
could you align
the chakras will align you, but it's so different the way it's done. it's a spinning ball that spins in your body, and then you release all the junk and throw it out in the universe, and it'll, red's the color of this, and orange is the color of that, and yellow is the color of this, and, you know, it brings a spinning ball in to spin all the stuff out of you so that you're clear all the way to the top of your head.
Wow. Does it help with even pain? Pain?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Just lately.
So that's why the chakra alignment is the picture of the woods and the, you know, lake and the snow. That's, I only have one picture of that for chakra alignment. I did that on purpose. And I'm losing my voice because it's so dry here, you know, that I can't even talk right.
How's your weather? How's the snow?
Dry. Oh, we're fine. We're really fine. Cold,
is it pretty?
But fine.
Did it melt?
No. I mean, most of it did. Some of it, we had some rain. Some of it did. But in Tahoe, they have 50 feet of snow. I'm not kidding you. If you look up Tahoe, you will see. It's been all over the news. It's been crazy.
Yeah. It's been a weathery year, a couple of years. It's pretty intense. But that just means we have more intense summers. When I go back to Seattle in the summer, I can't even believe it. I don't remember having that hot of summers as a kid, getting hotter and hotter. And I love that.
Yep.
In certain places.
Well, okay, Barbara, I was going to ask you a favor. Can you put this everywhere you can, these meditation tapes?
Of course.
On your site or whatever.
I'm so glad you're doing this. I'm so glad you're doing this because I got out of doing it for a while and I needed some kind of something, somebody to come around and say, hey, you're not doing that. That was so good for you. So thank you. And it's so beneficial. It's not just because you're my friend. And I mean, I've listened to a lot of them and I always get bored. I really enjoyed yours. I really enjoyed this one. And I can't wait to every week when we do this show, let's talk about another one that I've done
okay.
Or Johnny did or Richard. Hey,
okay,
Richard,
well,
are
I've
you
only
doing
done,
them?
I mean, we've only released four. That's all I'm releasing at this time because we're going to do other things with it in the future. But do we have any calls? And is Richard there?
Yes, we do. Okay.
Great.
Teresa, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hello. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Fine. And where are you calling from, sweetie?
I'm calling from Northern California, Concord.
Oh, Concord.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I love it.
And the weather's beautiful today.
Why is everybody a beautiful weather? It's freezing here. I am cold. It's 44 degrees. I'm cold. I got the fireplace going. I'm cold.
Well, it's been cold, but we got lucky. And it's been raining.
Yes.
So this is like a breath of fresh air.
What you know what? Your voice is very special.
Thank you.
It's almost to the point where it could be radio or television or, you know, stuff like that. Have you ever done any of that? Because you have a phenomenal voice.
Oh, thank you. No, I haven't.
Wow, you should look
very
into
nice
that.
Voice.
Yes, very nice.
Thank you.
How can I help you, sweetie?
Well, I'm wondering, when you see me leaving into a new position, I've been looking, and I have a possibility that looks good. I'm hoping to transition soon.
Okay. What type of company is it? Excuse my voice. What kind of company?
It's a company, veterinary.
Veterinary, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely getting it, definitely transitioning into it. Within 30, 60, 90 days or less, you will get it, or if not there, you will get it somewhere else. So don't despair. You will get the veterinary that you want. You will get it.
Okay.
I can honestly tell you that.
Good. Yeah, it was going really good. I heard from her right away, and things were rolling, and I didn't hear from her today, so I'm like, okay.
Maybe it's only one day, and it's a Friday, dear. It's a Friday.
Yeah.
People are not themselves lately on Fridays. They're not themselves ever lately.
I know. I agree.
I mean,
thank
it's
you
weird.
So much.
Have you ever tried to talk to somebody on the phone usually? I mean, it's just what?
I do now on the job that I currently have. And,
mm-hmm.
I have to do that a lot. And I don't mind it.
I love it, but people forget that we have a phone and all they want to do is text.
I don't like texting. I hate texting.
Me neither.
You know, nobody wants to say, what are you living for, Johnny? Nobody wants to
reach out and be human.
They don't know how to. Let's say this. The new generation is going to have to take courses in socialization with other people.
I agree. So
that's
what do you think of
happen.
This?
They don't know. I've met girls that say, gee, I have to spend 1 hour socializing. I go, what? I go, are you serious? I go, yeah, this is my hour to socialize with anybody. it's such a commonplace. You can social. Never mind. I'm not going to even go.
I don't understand young people now who they when they talk back and forth via via the internet, they call that dating. That's not dating.
They call that a what?
They call it dating.
Just are you serious?
Talking, yes, I'm very serious. They call that dating.
Oh my God.
And they may have never met that person. They have maybe never met that person. They've only met them on the internet. They've never met them in person, and they call that dating. I don't get
it. Okay, well, I got to throw this at you. Barbara and I watch 90 Days. Do you ever watch it? It's on. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's what they do. I've been watching 90 Days the last week or so. I watch it all the time, but they're dealing with people from India, and the Americans are going over there, and they're wondering why the mothers won't let their sons marry a white girl because she's not Indian. And it's like been all over TV to say, hey, this is just their culture. Why don't people look up cultures before they go somewhere?
Well, that's why they call Americans dumb, because many Americans, when they go to other countries, they never do their research to even respect the culture that they're going to. And that's
right.
A huge mistake. It's a huge mistake.
You're right. Huge. We're talking... Mm-hmm. I could talk to you for hours. You're precious. Sorry, do we have a lot of phone calls?
We have a few, but not a lot.
Okay, but I want to talk to this girl for a little bit more. I like her. Barbara, isn't she sweet?
Barbara, yes. Thank you. I agree totally. I've witnessed it by traveling to foreign countries, and my two other peers would snub at the food, and we were at a 5-star place, and the parents. The parents did not teach them correctly.
And it's disrespect. Mm-hmm. It's showing disrespect.
And they don't know they're disrespecting.
It's simple. There should be, there should be a book. If you're traveling or going overseas or going to a different country, please respect the country's wishes and the people. And look up the local people, what they're like. Now, this has been weird because I've done radio all over the place, including London, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I go somewhere, I look up the demographics of, the area, what's going on, the people, the
Me
whole
too.
Thing. I
Me
certainly
too.
Don't want to be on the radio and tell somebody, gee, it's going to snow when there's never any snow,
it's also important to know the laws, because people in America tend to think that because they go to another country that things are the same, and they're not. And when you're on foreign soil and you do something silly, that could cost you your life.
That's right.
And they don't even consider that.
And it has.
Just like the basketball, the girl who, Brittany, you know, she went and had a little bit of pot with her or whatever, and for medicinal purposes, and she got arrested. You just got to respect the wishes of another country.
But
and,
don't you think that's common sense, that she should know that? I mean, that's kind of common sense.
Well, yeah, but she probably was in a hurry and didn't even know she has a pack with her.
Jeez.
You know, I would interject, you know, it's actually kind of funny. When I was in, I think it was a psychology class or something, and they talked about these sort of things. Like, for instance, things that I won't say because, you know, I don't want to be offensive, but like they say that, I remember one time there was this guy and he went up to a bunch of villagers and he waved at them. And, well, what happened was they got really mad and they started throwing rocks at him. And, they started throwing rocks at him,
yeah.
You know? So he was trying to figure out what was going on, you know, and he said to them, and then he talked to this one guy later, and he said, you know, well, I just walked up to these villagers, and I was just waving at them. And the guy said to him, you were waving wrong, okay? When you wave like the way that you did at them, you're putting a curse on them, okay? That's
oh,
why.
Wow.
The way you wave.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, wow. That's something else. The strangest thing, and Barbara, this is one of the strangest I've ever done. I have a friend who owns an island in Fiji, Taparua, and I went over there for 2 weeks, and he took me around by boat on the ocean, and we went to these little, there was a mayor in each of these little tiny villages, and maybe each of the villages had 10 people or 15 people. I thought this to be, you know, rather weird for a village. But anyway, he wanted me to do some healing, which I didn't even know if I could do at the time, but I tried. And I went to each of the villages, and one by one, the children came up to me, and I did healing on them and worked on them, and it was amazing. It was totally amazing, you know. But it's just you know, in other countries you have to really research and not just say, gee, I'm going to Hawaii. I mean, you know, first of all, it's Hawaii, it's not Hawaii, and they don't take the time to really try to figure out what the aloha spirit is. You know, you don't honk horns in Hawaii. You know, let the light and you let people pass and go. It's totally different cultures, you know?
Right.
The paradise culture, just love and be kind and gentle and the take care of Mother Earth. I love it. It's very spiritual.
Yeah, it is.
And then
but thank you,
a few dumb Americans to go and act crazy and litter and be loud and obnoxious and honk and get in arguments and fights and traffic. To then we carry the stereotype, which
yes. It
is sad.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just it gets scary to even say I'm from America at points, you know, but it's like, we act like we're better than everybody, and we're not, you know. They're just as happy in their country, you know, so it's amazing, you know, what I have found out. Now, I'd like to travel more, but, you know, we'll see.
But that's
anyway,
why it's important
you.
When you go to another country that you really learn from other people that are there. And my travels, I'll give you an example. I went to Peru, and by chance, I met my guide. It turned out I found him at the top of Machu Picchu. And he was on Anthony Bourdain's segment of Peru.
Wow.
Sweet, sweet, sweet soul. And he had never seen, he walks miles just to do these excursions to make some money. He'd never seen through binoculars before. And I gave him my binoculars to look through, and he was amazed, just amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of my tour, you know, I paid him, and then I gave him my binoculars. And he was so touched. He was so touched. And he took off his bracelet, and he put it on me, and he said, don't take it off, and it'll protect you. And I still wear it to this day, every day.
How wonderful. You're such a sweet soul. But thank you for calling. I could probably talk to you forever. Thank you so much. And if you ever want to talk to me, just call me at 808-372-1816. Not today, but if you ever want to talk, I'm losing my voice because of the dryness in the air. But 808-372-1816, okay?
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Aloha.
Whoever will be lucky. What a wonderful soul and just fun to talk to. Just nice.
Oh, she is. You know, there's very few people in the world that I can say, you know, when you first talk, really wonderful souls, and she happens to be one of them. And she's going to help, whether it be animals or dogs or cats or people, she's going to help a lot of people in this world.
Yeah, there's something emotional going on. I think that I heard her. She was choking up a little bit, and because it's probably hard to leave, but yet she needs to. So it's great to have you, Dale, Psychic Dale Shear, to guide people with your wonderful gift of
Thank you, Barbara.
Psychic.
You're just as wonderful. You're just as wonderful. You are a person that's loving, sweet, and you are a good, great friend. And when you say, I'm going to help you with your tapes, you mean it, and I believe you with all my heart and soul. And Johnny, I can't even tell you what a fabulous job he did. You can
Johnny
see by...
Johnny is a very good person. You don't get a better heart with no dark in it, not even one sand pebble of dark in his heart.
I know. Okay, Johnny, do we have someone else?
Diane, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Just kidding.
Hello.
Hi,
Barbara and Dale.
Hi.
How are you, wonderful people?
Welcome.
Hi.
Thanks. Great.
Good.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Mm. Well, I hope you're enjoying our show.
I am. I'm enjoying listening, and I will say that I do try to learn about the culture before I visit a new country. So there you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And Richard, he's been in the Navy for 20 years. Richard, do you ever learn about the cultures before you land on other soil?
Yes, ma'am. I consider it.
Because
he's in the Navy.
Yes.
I was in the Navy.
Yes.
They briefed you on that, Richard?
Not really. But they probably do in certain instances. But didn't really have it that I can recall. But
took it upon yourself to do it, Richard.
Well, no way. You know, if you...
94.
I found that if I smiled, that meant that was worth, tons of gold right there.
That's right.
If you, you just smile.
That's universal.
And I also found that if you tried to interact with the kids, and I did... a lot of photos on that, especially in Japan. Because in Japan, and I think it's still true, they teach English as well as Japanese, obviously. And the first thing, especially teenagers, would come up when they see a sailor like me, they'd want to talk. They want to hear our slang. They want to hear about it. And you'd end up with a crowd around you. It was, all the time. At least I did. Of course, being 6'4", that being in Japan, you do stand out because
four
slightly. You're about a foot. You're roughly a foot higher than everybody else.
Yeah.
Which,
well, Richard, let me say this, Barbara. Richard is what, 6'3". So he, me and him, I'm like 5'1". I mean, it's like Mutt and Jeff. I mean, you know, it's rough, but it's cute.
Okay, well, it's,
let me finish with this lady, Richard. I got to finish her reading, okay? Okay,
well,
I forgot where we were.
Let me finish by saying this. May I finish? Yeah. Okay.
No, not really, Richard.
Us,
I got to get to.
Okay, shut up for a minute. The two of us together are like before and after taking. There you go.
Before and after what?
Taking.
What? What's that
before
mean?
And after taking.
I don't know
Think
what that means.
It.
I don't know what that means either.
Wait, spell it, Richard. We don't know what you're talking about.
Well, when you take things, you can change and everything. And when you look at us, you're short, I'm tall. And, you know, how do you describe that? Well, I describe it as before and after taking. So if,
I don't understand.
The short person.
I just describe it as Mutt and, Mutt and Jeff.
Wait.
Mutt and
he was just getting to it, though, right? You were explaining it, right? Okay.
Okay.
What does taking mean?
A pill. Anything.
A what?
Before and after taking a pill. I get it now. Before and after. Like if you take this magic pill, that's before you take it. And after you take this pill. And it's like a prescription is written on you. Before and after. Or no, it's an advertisement. Right?
It can be that.
I don't get it. Can I get to this lady and her question?
Go.
Thank you.
All right. So thank
Hello.
You guys. I have a very good friend. We've known each other for over a year. We have a lot of fun together. His name is Lee. And we see each other about once a month, go out dinner or play or whatever it might be. The last time I saw Lee, he didn't look so good. He said he had a cold, but to me it seemed like he was melancholy. He was down. Seems like he was worried, and it just seemed like more than a cold going on.
Okay, what is your question?
My question is this. I don't want to pry, but maybe there's something his spirit guides want to tell me about what he's going through.
Okay. I can't help that because I would need a picture of him. And to do a reading because I can't tell of thin air what he looks like. So I can't tell you what he's going through. Maybe it's a temporary situation. Maybe it's permanent. But I don't know because I don't have a photo of him to share with your guides. So I can't. But I wouldn't. How about asking him? How about calling him and saying, hey, last time I saw you, you seemed a little down. Is there anything I can do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
No, I did that. I did that. He named some things about his dad and his family, but it just seemed like it didn't fit the way he was looking and feeling. So,
you're seeing beyond what people would normally see. And I think you're seeing, you know, him in a different level or a different time of the way he is. I don't know the answer to that, except if I had a picture, I might be able to help you. But that's the best I can tell you right now.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Any messages for me then?
Well,
from my spirit team?
Where's your mother?
She's downstairs. She's not in the best of health.
I was just going to say that. Don't talk. Yes. she is on some borrowed time and you got to help her. And you have to spend more time with her if you can, or get a caretaker if you can. It's not good. She's going through hell. And part of her knows it and the other part doesn't know it. So that's what I can say on the spiritual level there for that. Okay?
Okay. I will do my best to help her.
All right. Thank you, darling. Have a good day.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right, thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Okay, Barbara.
Yeah.
Talk to
you. I was going to tell
you
something.
You sound tired.
I've been waiting.
I'm losing my voice because you're not talking as usual.
Oh. No, I just want the people to get the full Monty, and they're not there to listen to me. They want to talk to Psychic Dale Shear. I like to let them do their thing. But I will tell you that I got some results back that I was waiting very long for, because when you have to wait for something and it's not coming, then you are wondering, where is it, where is it, where is it? And pretty soon I just had to know. And it was from MyHeritage.
You what?
And, well, MyHeritage is a company that you send your DNA swab into, and they tell you where you're ancestry is from.
Yeah, where is it?
Okay, well, I found out finally, and they have a wonderful website, and you can watch the progress of it and see all the little details, exactly what they do, and read all about it. It is quite interesting. Okay, so I knew I had something. I knew that I was a couple of things, which is 50.9 Scandinavian, 45.2 English. I didn't know there was so much English, but I am 3.9% Iberian, which is around Portugal, Spain, around that area. Okay. So it is interesting. So now I know. And then you have to keep paying more, upgrade to find out, to get more connections. And I had one
person
say,
Don't do that.
You can do it on one, two, three.
There's so many sites you could do it on that it's amazing. I found out my DNA was, I'm part Greek.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of European. There's Russian. There's Hungarian. There's all kinds of things in me. So it was kind of fun. And Irish. Not Irish, Italian, and all kinds of from Italy. So I occasionally get those people that want to meet you, and they're relatives of some sort. So, but I don't pay it too much attention. So that's about
it. Well, I thought I was doing more things. My mother says German, Irish, Dutch. I mean, that's like, I think she was saying too many things. It's like a whole region. So it's narrowed down mine here to three things, which it's so much easier just to say, you know. And I had memorized this long, rattled list that she had told me, but no, that's wrong. This is what I am. This is how you say it, and this is exactly with the exact percentage. I think that's kind of cool. And you start your family tree, and that's fun, but it is a money-sucking thing because people get – but you know what? It's okay if they're really searching for somebody, though. That is wonderful that they have this.
If you're searching. If you're searching. It is. It is. I just did it, and I had Richard do it, too. He's quite a bit French, huh, Richard?
Yeah, there's some of that in there.
What else? Do you remember, Richard, what else there was in there?
No. I would really have to think about it. Yeah. My daughter chased that all down. I'd have to ask her.
Yeah, let's ask her.
It's
so interesting.
Yeah, we did DNA thing. And it was fun.
It's expensive, but I didn't pay for it. Just so you know, Dale. Everybody. It was a gift. Somebody sent it to me, and I'm thinking, why do they want to know what I am? But it was just a gift. I guess they got an extra kit or whatever. And so I did it, But I didn't go out and buy it. These things could be up to $100.
Oh, yeah, no. I know I bought one.
Okay,
but
well,
can't.
Let's go to the next caller then. We want to know who is it.
We don't have any. But that doesn't mean we won't have any.
Well, who's been, gee, John, have you really been promoting?
Yes, I have.
I know. I don't know what's going on. Okay, so it's up to either Barbara, we cut the show short, or, you know, we talk some more. What do you want to do?
Talk
and Johnny, you haven't given your phone number out. You've got to give your number out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Johnny?
This, the number is 516-531-9874.
Everybody has no energy whatsoever today. Barbara doesn't.
Well,
you don't.
Maybe Richard does. Can we just give him, just let him finish? Can we please let Richard explain this? Take a before and after. It's okay. Before and after. What is it, Richard? Can you please explain
it,
Gal?
Okay. I'm with you. Okay. Years ago, on radio, there was an ad that came on. I forget what for. I'll say whatever. Headache pills or something. Take it before and after taking. You know, before you're down, you're out and everything, you take this pill and now you're jumping around and doing toe dances. That's basically where it came from. And then it was always applied as a comparison thing. And in this case, it's a comparison thing. Dale is very short. I mean, very short. And, of course, six foot four.
You're very tall.
As a
well,
woman
I
in
was
America,
originally,
5 feet is average.
Originally,
anyway,
I was six.
You're very
four.
Tall.
Now I'm 6'3". But you shrink with age. That's part of
no
the
way.
Reason. Yeah, you shrink. And
you do, Barbara.
Yeah. You do
you
shrink. Don't you do.
Up. Maybe
you
can't
get
stand
a stoop.
Up straight.
You can't
no,
stand
you
up
just
straight.
Do. No.
Yeah. You do.
Is that shrinking or not standing up straight then? Or is it both?
No, it's shrinking. You technically do. I have had myself measured several times. And some say 4'11", some say 5 feet, some say 5'1". I don't know.
Everything just cranks down.
I'd
but
say about
2.5 feet. Okay, hold on. I got that, though. Earlier in the show, I got what he was saying. And this is like some advertisement, which I said it's an advertisement. Take the pill.
Mm-hmm.
But this became like this thing in your generation, and you're 94, so that's way before. Like, we didn't see this ad. That just became like everybody knew what that meant. Before and after, take the pill. Before and after, take the. Yeah, and so we learned something from the old-fashioned days today from Richard. Thank you, Richard. It's like that was a thing back then.
Yeah, sure. Well,
we
you know, before you,
I said it now.
Before you take the pill, you're 4'5". After you take it, you're 6'9". You know what the hell. There you go, before and after taking.
I have never heard of this. Never.
Well, no,
Richard,
but he's like 94.
Johnny,
so.
Johnny, can you give out your phone number for private readings again, please?
Oh, no,
yeah.
Jonah.
The number is 516-531-9874.
I know that you were promoting on my website of Facebook. I only have a lot of relatives on there, so that they're not going to call.
I know.
Well, my mother and her husband, he's very German. They did this, and since they were going to Germany, they thought, let's like call up long lost ancestor. And they did, and they went over there to their home. They had a wonderful dinner together, homemade, in Germany, that he was related to, long, long, long distance relative. Some people do stuff like that. They would do stuff like that. I don't know. Don wanted to do it, and they did it. So it's cool. But I've already had people say, are you this? Are you that? These are names I haven't even heard of. So I guess I don't know if I am. Oh, gosh. I guess I opened a whole can of worms. But you know what? And everybody, like, they already had all my DNA anyway. People don't want the government or people to know their DNA. They already had mine. I don't care. I'll do it, you know. I had to do a DNA test with my daughter to prove that that was her dad that was killed in the car crash because somebody wanted all the money. You know, I've already been there, done that. So, hey, what do I have to lose? So I found this out. It's fun.
Well, these conspiracy theory people, I don't know. It's like enough already. You know, we are not that important in this universe for the government to be tracking us down all the time.
Not doing anything that is wrong, so track me down as long as you want to.
There you go. I'm saying, as long as you don't do anything wrong, you don't have to worry about it. You know, I mean, I certainly wouldn't join a group of people that are protesting. I never did in the 60s, and I always kind of felt in the 60s they might have everybody's name because, you know, that's the way it was then. But now, I don't know. I just am not into the conspiracy theory stuff. I don't know. Johnny, where are you on that?
It depends on the conspiracy. Well, I can understand why some people believe in them, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I believe it myself. I mean...
What? That's true.
True.
I know what they do. Okay. They're nutty. They're very much nuts. It caused my divorce, okay? I was with that type of person, and it was weird. You find out, and they keep it from you.
That's got to be
hell. You find it out, and you're like, who am I with? Wow.
Yeah it'd be hell. Unbelievable.
But, Dale, you told me the problem. I wanted to say on this subject, you helped me with a problem once where I kept having these visions of feelings that I was going, I'd see myself in prison. And I would just put up in my really nice blanket and I think, but if I'm in prison, I won't have this. You know, it was always in my mind. And I think I know why. I had to really research it once because something like somebody was going to prison that I wanted them to go. And I think maybe then it got in my mind. But I was thinking, is this because I'm going to be in prison? Why am I keep thinking? And you said, no, Barbara, you are not going to prison. You are not. Get that out of your mind. And you helped me. And I've never thought I was going to prison since.
Well, I don't see you in prison. I don't even know why you would think that. You're picking up on someone else, Barbara. You're really good about that. You pick up on other people.
Like,
you know,
an armor. Like my mom would tell me to read that Bible verse about the armor of God. In fact, I better look that up again. And I actually would put it on the refrigerator and read it every day. And, you know, with the, because I can put the armor. Maybe Richard knows about that. Do you guys ever read the Bible?
Not recently.
But you.
I have read it, yes, but not since I was a little kid. But, I mean, you know, it's just I just remember the biblical times of the earth changes, and it's happening now. But anyway, Johnny, is there any way or what we could do so you can – before you were on a big run to promote the show, like on Twitter or whatever, and all of a sudden it's like, you know, five people. So what do we do?
Well, I mean, I do promote it on TikTok, and I do promote it. I do put up the link in Facebook. So
yeah, but Facebook is not bringing it. So we need, Barbara, what do you think? What else should we do?
Just keep getting organized, focused. We just completed the whole Life Laughter Happiness entity, which is Johnny, me, and your meditation tapes. videos on YouTube. You just finished something. So let's just focus on the positive. We're,
yes.
You know, we'll get those out, and it's, you have to be patient. We just need to all consistently put it out there and share, okay? And get involved in all the things I set up. I set up everything, okay? You're doing the YouTube now. That's great. Now I've set up the Facebook page. It's been up forever. It's called Life, Laughter, Happiness. There's also a private group for people who want to share private things with a small, trusted community. And we have a Twitter and an Instagram. So, hey, I need you guys to do us. That's what I think.
Okay.
You need
to. Did you do the shout? I guess that's the
shout-out,
right?
Shout-out. I just did the shout-out.
I
want to say one last thing. So, everybody, this week, until you can, talk to Del Shear here next Friday. You can reach her directly at 808-372-1816. That's Psychic Del Shear. And you can also visit her website at psychicdaleshears.com. And yes, I added an S.
No, wrong one. Wrong one. Wrong one. Dale Shears, S-C-H-E-A-R-S, .com.
Great name. Sorry I added that psychic in front of that. It's DaleShears.com, everybody. So take advantage of her offering her time. Set it up. Text her. Call her. Go to her website session with our beloved psychic Dale Shear. All right?
Thank you.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Aloha.